again, so what's the machlokes? Lama beflukto to Rav Lozer ben Azayev Rabbonin kemiflugi. So machlokes in the svar of Rav Lozer ben Azayev the Rabbonin. This now we learn like this: Nis armala or nis garsha, where a lady either lost her husband or else she received the get, so she has a right to collect the ksuba. Bein min nesuyin, whether it happened after they had nesuyin, bein min erisin, whether it happened only after they had kedushin, that's all. After she had erisin, then her husband died or her husband gave her get. Is goyver esakol? She has the right to collect the whole ksuba. Goyver esakol. Reb Loza ben Azayi oimeno min hanesuyin goyver esakol. If they had nesuyin already, then her ksuba, she has the right to collect everything. Or mina erisin, she only receives the get if the erisin of the husband dies. If the erisin is like this, besula goyva masayim via mona mona. That's all. In other words, you don't get the tosefes. When a husband adds extra money into the ksuba, she only gets that if they have nesuyin. But if they didn't have nesuyin, they didn't live together yet, then all she gets is only the ikara ksuba. If she was a psula, she gets 200. If she's namona, she gets 100. To see it's a machloikis, when does the isha get her tosefes ksuba? Bishas erisin, or only after nesuyin? And he says a svarab loza ben azayah. Sheloi kosav lo elo amanas lakainsa. The husband, when he wrote a ksuba to his wife, and he wrote in the ksuba tosefes, he's adding extra things, more money, more than the 200 in the ksuba, the husband's svara was that since we're going to have kenisa lechupa, we're going to like live together with the hanor that I'm going to live with you, therefore I'm going to give you this tosefes. But if we never had nesuyin yet, then she does not have a right to get the extra money from the ksuba. That's what Blazer ben Azayah holds. So now, Laman diyom aloy zocha, the one that says here also, when the father gives in the dunya the present to his daughter, the kala, that the husband doesn't get it. If she died before nesuyin, is Blazer ben Azayah. He also like Reb Lozer ben Azayah, the same svara, that when the father gave his kala, he gave his daughter the presents to give to her husband, it was only almanas that you'll have nesuyin and you'll live together. With anor be alike, then he has das to give it over to him. But if he didn't have nesuyin yet, the father didn't mean to give it to his daughter to give over to her husband. Uman diyom azocha, Tanakama that says no, that even in erisin, the husband is zoicha in these matonis, is krabonin, holds that rabbonin svara, that with erisin alone, it's a svara the husband gives the whole taisus ksuba to his wife. So once for erisin alone, just to get married to her, also all the presents take place. So where it says, loy, I tell you, the svara, the machleg is not totally zebizir. Loy, I tell you, the kula yalma, really everybody, Reb Lozer ben Azayah. Everybody holds like Reb Lozer ben Azayah. That what, that when the husband gives the taisus ksuba to his wife, he only means to give her the extra money for the ksuba after nesuyin. But if they did not have nesuyin yet, he does not want to give it to her. So it's like this, the svara. Man diyom aloy zocha, the one that says that the kala also does not get these presents to give over to a husband before nesuyin, krib lozer ben azayah. True, that's very good. Does the presents only go over after nesuyin? But before they have nesuyin, there's no svara you want to give over one to the other. Uman the Yama Zocha Tanakama that says no, that when the father gives a present to his daughter to give to her husband, is even Mishas Erisin, I'll tell you like this, Ad Kan Loi Kam Reb Lozer ben Azayah Ela Medidei Lidido. When does Reb Lozer Ela Medidei Lidido? When does Reb Lozer ben Azayah say a svara that if that the presents, the Tosefes, the husband doesn't give his wife a Tosuk Suba, only after Nesuyin, that's only from him to her? Here's a question, when does the husband give his wife the Tosefes in the Ksuba? When he gives to her, that's only after he lived with her, after Nesuyin. Shleikosav lo elo amanas lakainsa. That's what Blazer ben Azayah svara, the husband only writes this extra Ksuba for his wife, only amanas, that they'll have Kenis Lechupa, that they'll live together. But the question is, the kala, when she gets married, she's bringing in the dunya, she's bringing in a present from her father to the chosin. After the Reb Lozer ben Azayah moida to mishum echutne echtune hu, the reason why the father wants to give this present the dunya is because somebody's marrying his daughter because of the chasna. And they had erisin. So the svara, the father gives over the present, stam mishum ichtutai, mishum the chasna. And since the eretz is also called the chasna, therefore the kala gets this nadunya, she gives over to her husband. Therefore the husband gets it even though she died before the nisuin. Then the Mishnah says, Chayim b'mzoneseho, that a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife, even though a father does not have a chiyuv to support his daughter, but a husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, Tikno m'zoneseho tachas mais yoder. The Rabbanan made the takona that a husband has to feed his wife, tachas mais yoder. Since there's a takona that the paycheck, if your wife works, the money goes to the husband, so because of that takona, the Rabbanan made another takona to say that he has to support her. Ukfurosa, that there's a din that the husband has to bury his wife if she dies. The husband has to take care of the kfura. Tachas tsubosa, since the what? Since, that's just tachas and the dunya means. The ksuba doesn't mean the real ksuba, what the husband has to give his wife. But it means in the dunya, that most probably when they first got married, she brought in a present to him. So because of that present that she brought in, machmas nedunya, the husband has to bury his wife. Lefikach, therefore, baal oichel peris. Therefore, the husband has a right to eat the peris of the nechosim of his wife, the nechse milug, that the property, he has a right to plant it, plant on it, and eat the peris. For the Gemara, peris man dechashemayu. Who's talking about eating peris here? We're talking about these other halachas. Why the husband has to support his wife, about the ma'isi yodeh, her paycheck that goes back to the husband, the kfaroso, ksuboso, but who's talking about eating peris? So Gemara says like this, chasurei mechsor, something is missing over here. Vochi ketone, this is what the Brisa means to say. Tikno mizaynoi seho, tachas ma'isi yodeh. The Rabbanan made a takona that the husband has to feed his wife, because it's a takona that she has to give him her ma'isi yodeh. Since she has to give him a paycheck, therefore the Rabbanan made it, the husband has to support his wife. O pirkuna tachas peris. Who are then the husband has to free, pay the ransom for his wife if she gets caught, she gets captured, because the Rabbanan gave the husband a right to eat the peris of the nechse melug, the property that your wife owns, the husband has a right to plant it and eat the peris. O kfurosana tachas ksubosa. The din is the husband has to take care of the kfura of his wife, because he got an adunya, he got the present from his wife. Lefika, this is what the Brisa means to say. Lefika, therefore, baal loichel peris. Therefore, the baal has a right to eat the fruits, the peris of his wife's property. For the Gemara, still my lefika. What does one have to do with the other, though? What's lefika over here? So much like this. Mal the time I would have thought, meichel loinech linu. Maybe the peris, the fruits that grow out of her property, the husband doesn't have a right to eat it. But I tell you, anuchen in chinu. Maybe he has to just leave it there. Why? The imkain mimna v'loy parik. Maybe if so, the imkain mimni, the husband will be mimni v'loy parik. He won't redeem his wife. Kamash malah no do adifa. This is more important. Val zimnan d'loy molui o parik lo midi day. Sometimes he doesn't have enough money. She doesn't have enough money, and he'll redeem her from his own money. Trash is like this. Maybe there won't be enough money from the payers to redeem her. So this one svar should be is that the payers, maybe the husband should not be allowed to eat. Don't let the payers eat, don't let the husband eat the payers. The svar is because let the payers stay, and if she ever gets captured, we'll sell the payers to redeem herself. So the Teretz says, no, that's not a good svarim, because maybe sometimes there won't be enough money just selling the peris to redeem herself. But like this, if the husband has the right to eat the peris, he doesn't keep a cheshbon, he doesn't know how much he ate, but just halacha is, if she ever gets caught, he has to redeem it no matter how much money it costs. So therefore it's kedai that the husband should eat the peris, almanas that she should have the din, that he has to free her. He says, that's what I say, mother, I would have thought, let the husband not eat the peris. Let's leave it. We'll store it. We'll keep it like in the bank.
Tim came because if we don't do like this, maybe the husband won't redeem her. So therefore, Kamash Malon, let's just hear the Brisa. Dohadifa, this way is better. Maybe sometimes there won't be enough money to pay the ransom just from the money of the fruits. uparak lo medidei. Like if the husband eats the fruits and the husband has to redeem her, sometimes the husband will add more money from his own pocket to redeem her. Now the Gemara says, v'epuch, maybe it's the opposite way around. Hagrashi says, maybe the mezoinis is tachas peris. Since the Baal eats the peris, that's why he has to feed her. Or perkuna, that he has to pay the ransom, is tachas maisir deha, maybe it's this way. And Rashi says, what's nafkamina? The yomra ain't the mezoinis. She has a right to say, don't feed me. V'yena oise, and I won't work for you. So like kum kamra, according to this way, she's not saying anything. But the way we learned before, it's good. Since the Masakim Zoneser Tachas Maisir Deo, so she has a right to say back to the husband, don't do me any favors, don't feed me, and I won't give you my paycheck. So that's the Shaila. Why don't we say the opposite? Tumor says, Omra Abaye, Abaye says, Tiknu Motsu Lamotsui, to swear the Rabbanu Masakim at Takana that something happens often, for something that happens often, Vishaina Motsu Lashaina Motsui, and something doesn't happen so often, for the thing that doesn't happen so often. Therefore, the Masakim is a Neser Tachas Maisi Yodeh that happens very often, and for us, or Tachas Nedunya, that also doesn't happen so often. And what then, Uperkuna Tachas Peris, also those things don't happen so often. So the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Hai Tana Sava Mizoinis Midiraisa. This Tana, like we'll soon bring down, holds that the Chiyah for the husband to support his wife is Midiraisa. Not like we learned before, it's only Takonim Midirabonin. The Tanya we learned like this.
Sheiro, Elo Mizoinis, the husband has to feed her. The Chenuaymeva Sherochlu Sherimi. Ksusa, what does the Pasuk mean, clothing? Kemashmo, the husband has to give her clothing. Oinosa, Zu Oinoha Murbatara. That means the Oinoha, that the husband has to live with her. The Chenuaymer, Imtanes Benoisai. So Oinoha means the Chiyuvim to live with your wife. We have Leza Oinoha, no, Sheira Zu Oinoha. Sheira means Oinoha, that's what Sheira means. Not that Sheira means Mezoinus, as your blessed old Mezoinus only with the Rabbanin. When the Pasuk says Sheira means Zuwaino, the Chayne Waime Ish, El Kol Sheira Besar Le Sikrivu, Legalis Erva. So you see, Sheira goes on via. So Sheira means the husband has to live with his wife. Ksusa Kimashmo, he has to give her clothing. What does Einosu mean, Elo Mezoinus? So both these Tanoim hold that Midiraisa, the husband has to feed his wife. It's only shot from which word? From Sheira or else from Oino. So Kitsa, these Tanoim hold here, the husband has to feed his wife, Midiraisa. We have Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimeno, Sheira Ksusa. What does that mean? Lofum Sheira Tank Susa. Rashi says, Lofi Sheira means Tekena Koshalo Masoi. Means, how old she is, give her clothing. Well, that's what words. Both psukim go upon the clothing. And it means, don't give young clothing to an older lady. Don't give older clothing to a young lady. That's what Shera means. Shera means, give them according to what they need. Ksusav yenosa, lefum maynosa tank sosa, the same thing, lefi the yoyna, give her clothing. I mean, shloyita chadoshim yemaisachama. Now the whole psukim only going upon yet you have to feed, give clothing to your wife. What type of clothing do you give her? Shloyita chadoshim yemaisachama. Don't give her new ones in the summertime. For loyshchokim yemaisachashomim. And not torn ones in the winter months. Rashi's chadoshim means cham and heim yoysim in ashchokim. That chadoshim mahara. So don't give her new ones, they're too hot to wear in the summer. So that's the positive. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the positive doesn't say a chiv mezoinis. The husband doesn't have a chiv to mefarnish his wife. That's only chiv mid rabbonin. Skitzes, machlekes tanoim, what the word sherim means. And anosim means that there's a chiv midiraisa for husband to support his wife or not. Alright, we'll stop here.